Hello again, everybody. Now, this video is going to be a sort of a sequel to a blog post I did about these middle class whites from America, Jay and Lauren, who they threw in their jobs and then they went backpacking, they went cycling across all of the third world from Africa through the Muslim world, and then in Tajikistan, they were murdered by Muslim terrorists. And I took a certain look at it in the blog, and there's just so much to get into with this story that I thought I'd do a little video on it and expand on more things about this crazy story, because it's like everything that can possibly go wrong with the middle class white liberal did go wrong in their case. Just a little bit of background. So Jay and Lauren, Jay worked in the housing department in New York, and Lauren worked in university. So they were public sector, middle class, white, liberal lefties, and they've decided to put their ideals to the test and head across the Muslim world on a bicycles, for Christ's sake. And it's killed them. And they had a blog post, called Simply Cycling, which I wasn't as aware of when I did the blog post at my blog. So anyway, the famous quote, which has gone around the media a little bit, is Jay's quote. And he says, "People," the narrative goes, "are not to be trusted. People are bad. People are evil. I don't buy it," he continued. "Evil is a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans holding values and beliefs and perspectives different than our own. By and large, humans are kind, self-interested sometimes, myopic sometimes, but kind, generous and wonderful and kind." Okay, so that's where he's coming from, and he's put that to the test and it's killed him. When you're browsing his blog, this is the interesting thing. When you're browsing his blog, there's frequent mentions of unpleasant encounters, people harassing them, cars swerving into them, people that try and take food off them, people not helping them out. And this is an entry in Jay's blog from their trip to Morocco. So this is actually his words. "I turn my head to make eye contact. To my surprise, he is looking right at me, not with malice nor anger, with indifference, blankness. I am occupying space where he wants his vehicle to be. So, hello, I'm running you over. His foot presses down on the accelerator, and my bicycle is pulled underneath his truck." So he was knocked down by a Moroccan. In Morocco. And it wasn't that this was always a life-threatening situation, but that the people just weren't very nice. Of course, because they were middle-class New York liberals, they couldn't understand the underlying problem, because as Jay explained in his post, all people are essentially good. And I got into this in my blog post, and I won't repeat it here. Instead, what I like to kick around here is the idea these people just weren't very friendly. The third world people, they weren't very nice to them. What we're really talking about is a lack of empathy showed by the people who live in the third world towards these middle-class white liberals. The problem is it's precisely because they are middle-class white liberals that they assume they were brainwashed into thinking that empathy among humans was more or less equally dished out. Yes, there's some bad apples, but by and large, people are nice to each other. But they're not. There'll be some unpleasant people, but there is no underlying trend, except there was. It's the dirty looks. It's people walking into you, or the way Muslims often wipe their hand after they shake it. It's the car swerving into you and the wolf whistles toward women and so on. Jay describes lying on a train platform trying to sleep, and the non-whites were still trying to take the food from them and he was lying on the platform in the first place because nobody would help him find a place to stay the night. I mean, in his blog post, there's a lot of this stuff. There's a lot of this stuff about just general hostility towards him. Because he's an outsider in the territory of a racial and cultural other, and they know it. And there's an underlying lack of empathy toward you as the outsider. These white liberals went to the third world expecting the non-white population to be as empathetic to them as they were to the Muslims and Africans, and they didn't get it back. And even worse, they couldn't admit that their openness was not being returned, because to do so would mean the collapse of their entire understanding of the world and its moral codes. And you see this in the way that he put it in his blog post as well. So the sort of the good things, because people were nice to them, and they were sort of exaggerated in his blog posts. He made a big thing out of a friendly family, and you can tell, well, I've been to Morocco, and it is, you pay people to be nice to you. You pay people, and people want to be your guides, and then he'll take you to his brother's house, and you'll get food and a bed for the night. That's the way it works. They're just not nice people. You've got to buy them. And they couldn't admit it to themselves. Imagine the conversations they were having in their tent late at night after another day of being treated like shit. It would have been a constant effort to not recognize the pattern that was emerging, to explain it away, to convince each other that their worldview was still holding up. When somebody was nice to them, it was celebrated and exaggerated. When somebody wasn't, they shrugged it off and continued, because that leads to a bad place. They can't go there. I mean, there's another issue here that I should mention. Jay's natural role as the man was to detect the undercurrent of resentment toward them and say, "Pack your bag, sweetheart, we're getting the fuck out of this." But he couldn't even do that, because, again, the mores of the white middle class in Europe, liberal, would have gotten in the way. Lauren was probably a feminist, and she would have demanded an equal say on existential matters concerning their own safety, which should be Jay's business, to be honest. It's just non-stop failure, a constant flight from reality and how the world actually works. That one group does not have an equal amount of compassion and sympathy for the members of another group doesn't always manifest in violence and murder and rape, but the more brutal acts are born out of that pool of indifference. And that's literally what Jay said when the Moroccan run him down. It wasn't hatred or malice, just indifference. He just didn't care. His face was blank. It was a void. There was no feeling there. He had no empathy for Jay. And this was a constant sort of hum on their entire bike trip across the third world. I mean, and Jay wrote, "Except evil is a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans holding values and beliefs and perspectives different than our own. By and large, humans are kind, self-interested sometimes, myopic sometimes, but kind, generous and wonderful and kind. Except that's only true within the group. When you're dealing with an out-group, what you get is the blank stare, the void." Of course, when we're talking about these issues, they're hard to quantify and pin down. A lot of the resentment and anger within the multicultural societies which have been forced on us stems from knowing the immigrants do not have empathy or compassion for you, for us. But it's hard to prove. It's not easy to explain. It's a feeling. It's the feeling of unease when you're surrounded by non-whites, or for white women when they walk past a black man late at night. I mean, this week, another 31 Muslims went to jail for grooming English girls. Now, not all Pakistanis are doing it, but the problem is the ones who are not doing it don't have any empathy for the English girls either, because it's a different group. What the English girls get that blank stare, as Jay described it with the Moroccan who run them down. It's a void. It's an unfeeling. They're indifferent to how you feel. They don't care. It's blankness. The nature of man and the psychology of groups interacting with each other is fundamentally illiberal. What I want to say here is it's the codes of liberalism which are flawed. White people have to learn to trust their instincts because it's there in the background. And Jay and Lauren, they had to suppress it, and they had to convince themselves that everything was okay when it wasn't. And when Jay should have been saying, "Pack your bags, love. We're getting the fuck out of this. We'll go to Yellowstone Park on the bikes because this is a nightmare." But he couldn't do it, because to do that would have pulled the rug from this sort of liberal bubble that they live in. And they had to perpetuate the lie all the way up until they got murdered. And it's a fucking awful thing. It really is. You have to learn to trust your instincts and be honest about it. Honest about what that little bell that's ringing in the background that's saying, "This isn't good. Get out of it. Get out of this situation." And I know it's been suppressed on all sides, but by God, these 29-year-olds, both of them, their ability to suppress that little bell that was ringing in the head saying, "This is wrong. This is not going right." It's horrifying. It's horrifying. It's ended up killing them. So, unbelievable. I'll catch you later, everybody.